The sermon title today is Patience Points to Protection. And so we're going to kind of look at this through Psalm 27 about how patience points to protection. Now, there's all kinds of things happening around us. There's all kinds of things happening in our own lives. Trials, challenges, trepidations. Can't think of another T word. But all kinds of awesome, you know, all kinds of things that are happening in our life. There's all kinds of things happening into the lives of the people sitting next to us. A lot of times we think, you know what? I'm the only one facing trials. I'm the only one that's going through things at work, at home, family, health issues. Thing is, we're all going through something. Usually, and if we're honest, the first thing that happens in times of trouble is that we retreat. Right? We go hide. We go seclude ourselves away from everybody. We're like, we don't want to be around people right now. Now, honestly, we even retreat from the Lord. We retreat. But today, we're going to look at how patience points to protection out of Psalm 27. Psalm 27, and I'm going to be probably a little animated as I read this, okay? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. The war rise against me, yet I will be confident. Amen. We can be confident. We're going to learn some stuff from David today from these words. One thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with joys of shout. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry out loud, be gracious to me and answer me. Listen to what the Lord says here. You have said, this is David, you have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. Or you who have been my help, cast me not off, forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on level ground, level path, because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. Verse 13, I believe that I shall look upon the Lord. I believe I should look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Amen. Psalm 27. As we unpack this today, one of the first words I want us to look at is protection. Trusting in God's protection gives me the courage to face adversity without fear. Trusting in God's protection gives me the courage to face any adversity without fear. When we look at this, we see how David had confidence in the Lord, in the stronghold of the Lord. Let's look at the definition of trust. To believe that someone is good and honest and will not harm you, or that something is safe and reliable. Let's look at this definition in our view with God. God is good. God is honest. Will not harm you. God is safe. Is God reliable? Amen. When we look at the first three verses here, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? If the Lord is the light guiding your path, showing you the way and the salvation, being able to deliver you, why should we be afraid? Truth is, a lot of us get afraid or anxious about lots of different things. We need to look to the Lord, His light and His salvation. We don't have anything to be afraid of. Brothers and sisters, we have nothing to fear. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. The Lord's the stronghold, not me. Not a little shed I built out back or a couple of bricks I put together. There's nothing I can do to make a stronghold enough where I'm going to trust it to keep me protected from adversaries, trials, and challenges. I can't do it. The Lord is the stronghold. We can trust in God's light and salvation. David knew danger many times. Goliath, King Saul, his own son, Ammonites, Syrians, lots of people. He knew trouble. Totally surrounded by his enemies. But David also knew salvation many times. David had experience about what the Lord was doing. The Lord was saving and delivering David time and time again. When we can trust that God is going to protect us, there's so much there, brothers and sisters, so much. We don't need to be afraid when God is protecting us. Isaiah verse 41, chapter 10, says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." What does God say He'll do? "I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The Lord is going to strengthen us. The Lord is going to uphold us. The Lord is going to help us. Why do we need to be afraid of trials and challenges in our life when the Lord is going to help us, the Lord is going to strengthen us, and the Lord is our stronghold? Do we need to be afraid of anything? As we look here, David trusted in God's strength. It is they who stumble and fall. When we look at verse 2, "When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh and my adversaries and foes," David says, it is they who stumble and fall. Psalm 91, verse 2 says, "I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." We need to rely on God's strength, not ours. We need to recognize that true strength comes from God. God is our refuge. God is our fortress. God is our stronghold. Brothers and sisters, I can't tell you enough how important it is to know the stronghold and safety of God. To those who have asked Jesus to be their Lord of their life, God is their stronghold. "Fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." A.W. Tozer says, "The more my trust rests in God, the less I trust myself." He goes on to say, if we truly desire to live the crucified life, we must get rid of self-trust and trust only in God. How many times have you told yourself, "I can do it," only to let yourself down, to let others down? Folks, when God tells you something, you can trust in it. He's reliable. He's honest. It's going to happen. We can trust in God's proven faithfulness. David was confident and joyful. No one can remove what is more precious to God, more precious to David. The one thing that was most precious to David was his soul and his salvation. And he knew none of his adversaries could take that from him. None of his adversaries could pluck him out of God's hands. None of our adversaries can pluck us from God's hands. I want you to imagine a city surrounded by walls, a high fortress. This is God's fortress. He's plucked us up. He's put us on firm foundation. And all your trials and challenges are on the outside. Naysayers, maybe coworkers, illnesses, jobs, neighbors, family members that are just giving trials and challenges in the life. The fortress is surrounded, but despite the threats and the fears that arise, the people inside find courage and strength because the fortress stands firm. That fortress is the Lord. The Lord is our fortress. He's our stronghold. When we're children of God, we are invited into the stronghold. The things that are happening in our life are on the outside. When we're inside, we're protected. We can trust in God. We can trust in protection. Trusting in God's protection, I can find courage to navigate life's uncertainties, knowing that He is my refuge and stronghold in every circumstance. We can trust in God's protection, and we can navigate life because we know who our God is. The second thing I want us to look at is peace. Peace in this chapter of Psalms 27. Seeking God's presence fills me with peace in all areas of my life. Seeking God's presence fills me with peace in all areas of my life. Let's look at Psalm 27, verse 4. It says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will lift me up high upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted above all my enemies, all around me. And I will offer in His tent sacrifices of joy, shouts of joy. I will sing and make melodies to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry out loud, be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face, my heart says to you, your face, Lord, I do seek." David finds peace in seeking God's presence and guidance in all areas of his life. When David is seeking God's peace, seeking God's presence, he finds peace. Gazing on the beauty of the Lord. Seeking God is not a one-time event. If you've placed your faith and trust in God and you have sought Him out to forgive you for your sins, it didn't stop there. Seeking God is a continual thing. When we look at Psalm 105, verse 4, it says, "Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually." How often are we supposed to seek His presence? Continually. How often? All the time. Continually. It's not a one-time thing. We need to continue to seek God's presence. There are four words in that verse. Four important words in Psalm 27, verse 4. I will seek, I may dwell, to gaze upon the beauty, and to inquire. I can tell you that the extent of my seeking God yesterday was just what I needed to get through yesterday. And brothers and sisters, when I failed to seek Him, by God's grace, I got through the day. We need to continually seek God. And as we seek Him, we can find peace. We need to seek Him every day. Today, as I seek Him, I'm going to lay my head down tonight, God willing, and go to sleep, and He'll wake me up afresh tomorrow, and I'll need to seek them all over again. In seeking God, we find source for comfort, strength, and security that the world cannot offer. As believers, it's crucial that we make seeking God a priority in our lives. Let's continue on in the illustration there. So we're inside of this fortress, high walls all around us. It's God's protection. On the outside are our trials and challenges. We need to seek God. He has a covered place for us inside this fortress. And let's just imagine, let's just close our eyes for a moment, that we're sitting in a garden in the middle of the fortress, and we see the trees and feel the breeze, hear the birds chirp, and the beautiful flowers. The sun hits our cheek, and at that moment, we feel the presence of the Lord because we're seeking Him. And in that moment in the garden, there's peace. Seeking God's presence fills me with peace in all areas of my life. Seeking God's presence daily allows me to experience a deep sense of peace, guiding me through life's complexities with His wisdom and grace. We're seeking Him. We're asking God on a daily, God, I want to see Your face. I want to be in Your presence. Hear me, O Lord. I love that verse that speaks to us there, because it's the Holy Spirit speaking to David. The Holy Spirit speaks to David in verse 8. David says, seek my face. Seek my face. God is telling David, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, I do seek. Brothers and sisters, when the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, listen up. Listen to God and do what He says. Here, God is telling David to seek my face. We need to seek God continually. The next P is patience. Waiting on the Lord's perfect timing strengthens my faith. As we wait on the Lord and His perfect timing, He's strengthening me. I'm not just sitting there doing nothing. There's activity happening. God's working in my life. When we see in verse 13 and 14, verse 13 says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. When we see that, David's unwavering faith and trust in God's perfect timing. Waiting creates time where we can truly trust God. In that waiting, we can do two things. We can turn away, give up, or we can wait actively seeking Him and continuing to trust Him and let that trust deepen and develop. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, the deliverance of the Lord. Waiting creates time where we can truly trust God. In that waiting, dive in, lean in. It's going to be hard. Seek Him. Listen to Him. Listen to God. Let Him truly develop your trust for Him. Waiting on God prepares us to have our real needs met. We have felt needs a lot of times, and we have real needs. Waiting on God allows us to and prepares us to have our real needs met. Psalm chapter 40, verse 1 through 4 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock. We were in the bog. We're in that trial. We're in that challenge. You know, a miry bog is just like, you know, yesterday, it was crazy. My wife went out, Gina and I, we went out to Lake Mead, just do a little hike in the 115 degrees. Well, you see, we had been sick the week prior and held up in the house, so we were like, we got to get out of the house. And so we went there, short 30-minute, just like around. But as I was walking around, there was just parts of it that reminded me of that miry bog. Just like, there were dry foot impressions a foot deep where someone had just sunk into it. God knows what we really need. Plucks us up out of that miry bog and sets us on firm ground. Sets us on the rock. In the fortress. Protected against the trials and challenges of life. Protected inside the fortress. He drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry bog and set my feet upon firm ground, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song to praise God. When God does something and you're seeking him and you see him, folks, you got to have a song in your heart. You got to have a praise on your lips. To put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to God, many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Can I tell you, as you are seeking him and God is working in your life, other people are looking. People know that you're going through trials and challenges. People know that. And people are observing. When you are seeking God and he plucks you out, gives you what you need, and you're in his fortress, and you're seeking him, there's a peace that can be inside of you. You can have peace in those moments. When you have peace, other people are going to see it. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who will go astray after a lie. God is preparing you in the waiting. Waiting on God brings renewal. When you're waiting, be renewed. Isaiah 40, chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is going to renew your strength in that waiting. He's going to renew you in a way, if you continually seek him, he's going to renew you in a way that you never knew possible. You're going to have a peace that surpasses all understanding in the midst of these trials and challenges. In the protection, in the fortification, in the garden, the peace, the sun hitting your face where you can feel the presence of God. Seek him continually. While you're seeking him and you're waiting, he will renew you. Waiting on the Lord with confidence and courage, trusting that he will strengthen and support us. Charles Spurgeon has a quote. He says, we shall not grow weary of waiting upon the Lord if we remember how long and how graciously he once waited for us. God has waited for us, and praise God, he is patient. Patience isn't something that we're good at. We're impatient people. We should not grow weary to wait upon the Lord. Wait with confidence. Wait with courage. Wait with expectations. Wait by actively seeking his presence. The act of waiting on the Lord signifies patience, trust, and reliance on his perfect timing. In the illustration of the garden, we'll continue our illustration. We're in the fortress. the trials and challenges on the outside, God's protection. We're in the garden. We experience God's peace in the garden. And we look over in the garden. We see a little caterpillar climbing along, waiting patiently for his transformation, creating a chrysalis, science word for you, where the butterfly patiently waits 30 to 200 days for this transformation. And through this transformation is a symbol of waiting patiently on God's timing and what God's doing. This newly transformed butterfly emerges. Those are for you guys at the end, okay? Get them for your sisters at the end. So we got some butterflies. These newly transformed in God's perfect timing. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. I got to tell you that there's on our 30th anniversary a few weeks ago. Woo! Praise God. Jeannie's over there. We are 30 years, and then we were away for a week on vacation, and then we were sick last week. No, we were actually sick last week, but we were sick. But I want to show you this picture. We were in Niagara Falls, and we were at this butterfly habitat, and one of the butterflies ended up landing on Jeannie here. We had these just married 30 years ago shirts, but there were butterflies all over the place. And just as I remember that, and I just close my eyes, and I can picture being in the garden, there was peace there. Just all these butterflies that had to wait for their transformation. There was protection inside. These butterflies were protected inside of this enclosure. Just they were fed. Their needs were met. Reminds me so much of this psalm, that from God's protection of the fortress around, we are protected in our times of trials and challenges. Lean into the Lord. Trust Him. And in that protection, there's so much peace. And there's patience in waiting. We have a little graphic with trusting. So trusting, as we're trusting in God and believing, trusting in His protection. God's protecting us. We're continually seeking Him, looking at His face. The Word says that we need to continually seek after Him. And in the waiting, God's renewing us, refreshing us, helping us to deepen our trust in Him, in His timing. We can do two things here, folks. We can go this way and say, like, I don't trust Him anymore. Or we can deepen our trusting in God. Now, if you're not a believer here today, if you haven't put your faith and trust in God, the difference here is we're going to look at this from God's perspective. God is seeking you. God is seeking relationship with you. God is waiting on you to put your faith and trust in Him. You want to have that peace in times of trials and challenges? You need to put your faith and trust in Jesus. Now, for the believers in here, you're somewhere on this wheel. You're somewhere. You're firmly in the trusting. I'm trusting. I'm confident. I know there's protection. I know God is protecting me. And that's an awesome place to be. Some of us are going through trials and challenges. And all right, God, I know you're protecting me, but I'm seeking your face. I'm seeking you. I'm waiting on you. You're renewing me. You're renewing my strength. You're putting me on solid ground. You're putting me on the rock. Let that deepen your trust. These two go together. trusting, seeking, waiting. We're trusting God's protection. We're seeking God, obtaining peace. And through the waiting and patience, we're increasing our trust. It's not a singular linear thing. This is a circular activity that we need to do continually. Trusting in God's sovereignty and resting in his promises allows us to release control and find peace in knowing that he is in charge of our lives. Even in the midst of trials and challenges, seeking God's presence can bring a sense of calm and assurance that we are not alone. We are not alone. You are not alone. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your word out of the psalm. Lord, thank you for your protection. Lord, you are the stronghold. You are the fortress. Lord, thank you that we can obtain peace by seeking you. Help us, Lord, to prioritize seeking you. Lord, help us to look at your face, Lord, that we can have peace in your presence. And Lord, during the waiting, Lord, increase our trust, renew us, strengthen us. If you haven't put your faith in Jesus today, what are you waiting for? Today's the day. God is seeking you out. God is waiting for you. To put your faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior, that he can forgive you for your sins, that he conquered death. If you want that peace and that protection, you have to be seeking God. You have to be in relationship with God. You can make that decision today. You can come forward, speak to one of the pastors, write it on a connection card. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your protection, peace. Help us to be patient. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.